This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to headlines, huh? It's brought to you here by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. So, this has been making the rounds on Finn's Twitter, Leroy. You remember Dolphins safety Deshaun Elliott? Last year, he's one of their starting safeties. Plays for Pittsburgh now.
Oh.
What?
I said Pittsburgh.
What?
So he's in teamed up with Minka.
That's right. That's right. So he was on a podcast with Marlon Humphrey. Marlon Humphrey has a podcast from Baltimore. And they used to be teammates in Baltimore, right? Mm-hmm. So Deshaun was talking about how excited he is to face Marlon because the Steelers are playing the Ravens this week. Slugfest. And he had a little comment that he stuck in there. It was pretty biting. This is what Deshaun Elliott had to say on Marlon Humphrey's podcast.
So this will be fun. This will be very fun. I haven't been able to play against Baltimore the way I wanted to, because last year I played up for a team that was soft as f-. I mean, oh my God, I can't put that on there. That was pretty soft. The guys on the team, but there were some guys who were tough, but like for the majority of the team, they were not mentally tough individuals. So to be on a team with the full team of mentally tough guys going against another mentally tough team and AFC North ball, you know, it's gonna be fun, man. It'll be fun. I can't wait to see Marlon again.
Okay. Soft as bleep. Now it seemed like a little bit of a slippy slip. He didn't mean to get so emotional about it.
Let me explain what happens in sports. Is that any team that you have that has a lot of speed sometimes gets misconstrued with soft.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're so fast and they run offense accordingly.
Right.
But they did lead the league in rushing. Which is,
well, maybe he's talking about the defense though, because I think he's probably referring to his side of the football.
I want him to go tell Christian Wilkins that.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So And
not a guy with no credibility, though. Like, you know, and then we did hear this from Jordan Poyer coming into the year.
Let's think of it this way. Sometimes guys are playing positions
mm-hmm.
where they aren't very good, and you misconstrue that as soft. One of the biggest challenges for this team has been able to find those physical linebackers that, you know, come up and knock the snot out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They haven't had those guys because, you know, their guys are more cover guys. So I get why somebody would say that.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Just based on the scheme of their team. The other thing is keep in mind, the defense as a whole had a problem with the defense that Vic Fangio was running.
They hated it.
Right.
Mostly guys in the secondary, too.
Right. So what role does that play in it?
I don't know. Well, he had a little bit more insight, because I thought, oh, that's just a slip. Well, no. He had more to say about his time with the Miami Dolphins. This was Deshaun Elliott, their starting safety last year, discussing this on Marlon Humphrey's podcast. And he says there's something wrong with the Miami culture.
These, you know, gritty cities. But then in the right in the middle, you have Miami. What was it like being in Miami as a worker? And then, you know, it feels like it would be easier going to work in Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and Detroit than it might be when Miami's around. Was that a problem for anyone?
I would say it was way easier to do those things in other cities, but in Miami, it's a distraction. I would say that we already didn't hang out much as a team because there's so much to do in Miami, so guys were dispersed so much, and everyone thought they were somebody. Because of the mindset of, oh, I'm in Miami, I can be somebody different, you know. And then we go into that city, and I felt like we were a really good team. And then the injury bug hit us. And then after the injury bug hit us, we played the Titans. When we played Tennessee and lost to Tennessee, you can tell the heart and soul for that team disappeared. We didn't have any more guys that are going out more. Guys that are going to the strip clubs throughout the week. Guys are showing up to meetings late. You just tell, like, the Miami culture is a reason why Miami will never be good. Like, Miami will never be a good football team. And I will say, I don't care. They will never be good because of the Miami culture. I think they have great players, but the culture's not going to be there. I don't care what anyone says. It's true. Yeah. I do love Miami's food.
Oh, well, thanks, Deshaun.
You know what?
Thanks, well, dude. Thanks.
First of all.
Thanks.
First of all.
Jesus.
Thank you, Captain Obvious. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, this beautiful, great city has a lot of distractions. But don't start snitching on your former teammates telling me that after the Tennessee game, guys decided.
They're not his teammates anymore, though. They're not his teammates
anymore.
But wait
a minute. To me, well, where are you, Mr. Leader? Aren't you part one of the 52 members of the team? Why can't you speak up and say, hey, guys, you know, after this Tennessee loss, we still got the playoffs. We still got our goal in front of us.
What is he supposed to do, though, Vlad? What is he supposed to do in that case? He'd be like, let's have Bible study tonight, not Tootsie's study?
No. I'm not saying that. But don't start dropping diamonds saying that after the loss to Tennessee, guys decided to go to the strip club a little bit more. Come on, man.
What if it's the truth, though?
I got families, Bree. I got families that don't know that I've been going to the strip club a little bit more than that I used to. After
you think Javon Holland's worried about the snitching going on?
You're snitching. Excuse me. It's December, okay? When I'm telling
I think we know he's not talking about Zach Sealer. Zach Sealer,
no,
of course, was hunting.
But
we're
all
on
I'm
a
saying
fan boat.
Is this: if I tell my wife as a player, hey, you know, playoffs are coming, we got to study and put in a little bit more tape, film study. And I'm out titsies, you know, getting cheeks, you know, thrown at me. I don't need that to be thrown out there. I don't need him to be dropping down.
What'd you think of that part, Leroy?
Here's the deal.
He's a snitch.
They was going to the strip clubs before they lost.
That's what I'm saying.
Stop acting like.
He said more.
But again. But again.
Mucho.
Again. It's funny. It's funny how, let me give you another example of how this could go, right? The White House in Dallas.
Yeah.
Okay, they was winning Super Bowls.
That's it, you win a Super Bowl, you can do all the cooking in the White House.
But nobody was questioning any of that because they was winning.
Yeah, but what happened post?
See, when you're losing, see, I give you a perfect example. When we were 3-13, right? Somebody said, we got young guys sleeping in the meeting room. And you know what I replied? I ain't never made a mistake on the football field. What's your problem?
Now you see?
Okay. Did you go see boobies the night before?
Yeah.
No.
Well, then you go. You're responsible.
No, in general.
It's the best strip club in Cleveland.
I'm in general. Meetings, me sitting listening to a person talk about stuff that we already do, right? Is like a tranquilizer gun to me.
I understand, but if you're
and
showing
it's
up,
always been that way.
I understand, but how many meetings did you show up late for?
None.
Well,
except for the syrup incident.
See, he's at
syrup. Wait, what?
He had to go get breakfast.
I was responsible as a rookie. To get like 10 guys breakfast. on Saturday morning. But the breakfast, they ain't wanted from one place. So I had to go to Friendly's. I had to go to like three different breakfast places. So I would get up in the morning, call the order in at like 6:30, go pick it up at like 7:30, put it at they desk or whatever, and get ready. One morning I did it, and Kevin Mack said, "Hey, Rook, I ain't got no syrup for my pancakes."
Might as well not have pancakes.
And I looked up, and I looked, and then everybody turned and looked, and he said, "Rook, I ain't got no syrup for my pancakes." So I got up, and I drove back and got syrup. And when I came in, the head coach was having his meeting. And he fined me $500 for being late. But when I got to my desk, there was $500 at my desk. So it was just a test. You see what I'm saying? Because every rookie got to, like, you got to earn your way.
Yeah.
So
but this isn't the tale of a rookie though.
No,
like
it's
this
not.
This is a guy who's trying to talk about the demise of a season that went really, really bad. Now, I would say like, yeah, probably the biggest thing was, yeah, they weren't healthy by the end of last year.
Which he did
throw in there. But he also said guys were starting to show up late. You could just tell the commitment wasn't right there, like the way that it was.
So Is that a knock on the players or is it a knock?
Kind of feels like a knock on McDaniel.
Yeah, that's what I'm I'm kind of sensing.
I would say this, that there's a fine line between being stern and being a player's coach, right?
Yeah.
I would say Denny was a player's coach.
Well, right now he's got...
But he didn't play.
Well, these were his coaches the last 3 years. Man Campbell, Mike McDaniel... Tomlin.
Oh, so he's been around.
There's one in there that's right. Going to be a little different than the other two.
Well, I mean, if you're doing a tail of the tape,
yeah, dude.
Right.
One guy looks like he was a former player.
And keep in mind, the other two are way more extreme.
Right.
And
one guy. Well, yeah.
And Campbell does something a certain way, and Mike Tomlin been doing it for 17 years.
But also, Leroy, if you listen to them, when Dan Campbell talks, you understand who's talking. When Mike Tomlin talks, you understand who's talking. When Mike McDaniel talks, you kind of was like, where's he leading us right now? Like, where are we going? Poor Brittany was like, ugh, God. Brittany was working with us. He's like,
yeah.
What is he saying?
Like, sorry we have to put you through that, Brittany.
Like, he's putting me to sleep right now. Like, it's sorry. It was just a simple question about two any interceptions, and it was a 1 minute, 37 second diatribe.
Fancy Tickled 305 says, didn't the Vikings have a boat sex party scandal in the 2000s? That was post-Leroy.
That was post-Leroy. That was post-Denny.
That was post-Denny. Was that scalper?
That was post-Randy.
That was post-Randy, the tight end.
Who was it, Tice?
He was tight end coach, and then Mike Tice.
Mike Tice.
Yes.
The old ticket scalper.
Mike Tice was a player's coach.
Oh, yeah. He put on the uniform.
Yeah, Mike Tice. He was the offensive line coach when I was there.
Wow.
So
that is you got to admit for a player that is quite a contrast from going to Man Campbell to going to Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, but I went from Bill Belichick, then I had Ted Marchibroda, who was closer to Mike McDaniel, and then I went to who was in Carolina, Dom Capers. And then I went to Denny Green. So I had everybody went about it a certain way. Like when I was in Carolina, they didn't even like, you couldn't even be loud in the locker room.
Right, Dom Capers.
It was like you could
hear
a pin drop in the locker room. Yeah, it was crazy. That's just how they did business there.
Just see, like, how could you just come out there and you're like, never going to happen? Never? Never's a long time, Deshaun. Never?
He knows things.
It's easy to say that when you are where you are now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Jesus. Schmeathen.
I know.
What the hell?
He's got no mercy.
So savage.
Coaches have a number of ways to do things. right? Like, Denny very rarely talked to the players. He empowered the coaches. If he had something to say, he would go through your coach, your position coach. And when he did say something or get mad, you could hear a pin drop because he didn't do it very often.
I kind of want to know more about what Deshaun is saying. Is he trying to say that maybe there's coddling of players or something like that?
I think there's for sure coddling of players. I would say this.
That sometimes coaches come in and they build these relationships without setting boundaries of how things are going to be done and demand that they're done a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
You can still be a player's coach and do that. Like, Dan Campbell cries.
Yeah, but he can also beat
game,
you up.
Certain games. But his players know Dan Campbell is not playing.
Yeah, because
he could beat you
what
up.
I'm saying?
But yeah, but he's so big. Like, when a big man like him cries, you're uncomfortable.
Oh, you're going to cry.
All right. Like, if Mike McDaniel would have.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of different ways. There's a lot of different ways. I mean, what? My coach in college, everybody was terrified of, and he was 5'8".
Spoke kind of looked like he was on the verge of tears last night.
Yeah, well, but
it was his own doing.
I know. That's terrible.
So if you're Spoke, when you go back to the hotel room, because you're spending 3 days in Detroit, which is god-awful. I'm sorry. No disrespect to Detroit. But
no, they're going to Indiana.
No, they got another game with Detroit.
No, they're going to Indiana.
Okay, Indy's the
Not that that's any better. Indianapolis sucks, let me tell you guys.
Do you go to Louisville, maybe? Get some bourbon?
I don't know what
drink,
he does.
Drink that pain away?
Why? That ain't close.
Indy and Kentucky? Yeah, it's not that far.
No.
Indy and Louisville? Not that far.
No, there's a whole other state in between them.
Indy and Louisville is not that far.
Indianapolis and Louisville is...
It's closer than you think.
No.
Take a break. Back after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Hey, if you guys want to go see Tom Segura, be call number 3 right now to 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. You'll win a pair of tickets to see his Come Together tour at Hard Rock Live on Thanksgiving Eve. Right now, caller 3 to 305-567-0560. We'll win a pair of tickets to see Tom Segura and his Come Together tour at Hard Rock Live on Thanksgiving Eve. Caller 3 to 305-567-0560. You guys can get at us, Miami 560 WQAM on YouTube and Twitch. The Dolphins, they're getting ready for the Raiders this week. They suck. Hopefully the Dolphins can keep this ship a-moving.
Hopefully Christian Wilkins don't. Oh, he's out.
I believe he's out. Yeah, I believe he is. He had foot surgery and was put on IR, and I don't think he's coming back, Leroy, anytime soon.
All right.
I'll keep an eye on it, though.
No, I would imagine he's not.
But that would scare me if he was there.
Oh, my goodness, would it be terrible.
A wrecking machine, that guy. Let's see. Injuries. Yeah. Christian Wilkins, nothing new. Doesn't seem like he will be in action. But
you think he'll come back, come down to town, or he'll just stay in Vegas?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Pretty wild. Mike McDaniel apparently was asked about the Deshaun Elliott's comments, but he declined to respond directly to the remark. Says he's just thinking about this year's team. Well, first time Mike McDaniel has ever remarked about something.
Probably could have used a safety right about now.
Oh, yeah. Especially one that doesn't take out your star pass rusher. I will say, though, that was I did like seeing Javon Holland back in action, him getting a sack, using him on the blitz. That was fun. I like this Anthony Weaver.
Even with all the injuries, he's kept the team pretty solid defensively.
Yeah. Yeah.
It does help that you got the two gargantuans up front.
Man.
That's just swatting things down. And
I can't believe that Calais Campbell's playing this good. I can't believe it. Like, I knew he's good, but especially just, like, I thought he'd be in, like, some bit role a little bit. Man, he's killing it.
Maybe what they thought he was going to be is different than what he is because of the injuries.
Perhaps. But he's a monster. He's a monster. Football. He's a monster.
That's football, though. That's football. Like, yeah, you come in with a role. Sometimes that role has to change. And in the end, you're a football player.
You think that, like, when you play this good, but you're at this age, like, do you think it changes, like, how much you want to keep pushing it? Or do you think, like, he'll be a go on his own terms type of guy?
It just depends on how you feel after the season. Like I told you, I had probably one of my most productive years my last year. And my body couldn't get right for the start of the following season.
But what about when you're bigger than everybody else? Like, does that change things? Like, when you had giant teammates,
does it
hurt bigger?
You still have to be able to protect yourself. You have to be able to do certain standard things in order to be able to play. You can't just be big.
He's a giant.
He is a giant.
Terrifying.
There's nothing worse than just imagine Sealer and Calais just batting balls down every other play.
It's got to be infuriating. Infuriating. Oh. All the time. But he has been, I think somebody said he's been the best part of the season. He has been. He's been incredible.
And then we also realized how good Sealer is.
Yep. Definitely was great to get him back. Definitely felt like the defense played better with him back. Shocking. I don't mean that at all. I love Zach Sealer.
I know.
Now that he's got his visor, he looks like even more of a badass. Now, you know, they did feel, though, like guys were getting banged up in that secondary a little bit even more. I'm like,
I know.
You know,
dropping like flies.
Hopefully they can keep that thing strong. Apparently Isaiah Wynn, Mike McDaniel said, is opening up his practice window, so they may get some more offensive line depth. But he says Kendall Lamb's going to keep that right tackle job as of right now. So that's where the Dolphins are at going into this week.
Are we shocked that our guy hasn't, like, gotten banged up yet this year?
Teron
Armstead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, his only injury was what? Getting poked in the eye? He got a concussion?
Yeah. How do you... Would you get poked in the eye with a bat?
I don't know, dude. That's what they said. I don't know how it happened.
Hold on. I could pork you... I could poke you.
What?
I could poke you in your eye.
Hey,
with
yo.
With all the force I have in a finger. And I would take an eye out before I gave you a concussion.
Are you sure that's not how it works? Like, you don't know.
Dude. Do it to yourself. It's literally impossible to get a concussion, get poked in the eye.
I'm not going to do that to myself.
I get it, man. I'm one of those people that I will swallow.
Man. Vlad's having too much fun today.
Vlad. Hey, man. Anytime you say something, I look at Vlad. He's having the time of his life.
Yo, it's the fact that Leroy said, I'm going to poke you.
Pork you.
Oh, pork you.
Pork. He pork. Said pork.
And I'm like, hey, what?
Can we get some damn context?
Sure can.
Yeah, sure. And then you drop that we're going
to
have.
If you're not porking the way you want to be, why don't you try Blue Chew? Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Now you can chew it and do it. Whether you're married, you're looking to spice things up, or you're single, you're trying to impress somebody new, Blue Chew is for you. Your partner wants you to be at your best in the bedroom, and there's no doctor's visits, no going to the pharmacy and waiting in line. Just ships right to your door in a discreet package. And here's a special deal for all our porkers out there, all right? You guys can try Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code SHOWPONY. You use the promo code SHOWPONY at checkout. You're paying just $5 for shipping, but you are getting your first month of Blue Chew for free. So what do you got to wait on, guys? Go to BlueChew.com. Use the promo code SHOWPONY. Get that first month for free at BlueChew.com. That's BlueChew.com.
Welcome back.
Oof. Man, caught me off guard. False start. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take guys up until 2. Hey, if you guys want to win a Dave & Buster's gift card, our Dave & Buster's gift card giveaway is back. We got a $250 gift card that you guys can win to see some football, some Heat, some Panthers, some Canes hoops, and a whole lot more. Go to WQM.com/contest to enter. Dave & Buster's. Eat, drink, play, watch sports at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. I do feel better after today's program. Because I was in a dark place. I was in a dark place after the Heat loss last night. I can't even imagine what Spo's going through today. I imagine Eric Spoelstra today is like, I mean, I don't know. I picture him almost in a dark room with an iPad.
You think he's gone to sleep?
No.
Hey, are you telling me he hasn't gone to sleep?
No.
He stayed up watching film?
He might go to sleep at like 5 p.m. today. Like the body might just give out and he'll have to go to sleep. But no, I don't think he's gone to sleep.
I think he's over it.
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, but here's the deal.
When they practice tomorrow, he'll be over it. Today, no practice. Okay.
But I'm just saying, I think if you're going to be the guy to tell players to just keep plugging along and keep shooting and keep doing this, then you got to do it too.
Understood. But they also, what do coaches give you?
24 hours.
He needs his 24 hours. You think he's watched the video of like himself freaking out?
No, because he didn't even remember when we did the timeouts in front of him.
Okay, dude. Do you think somebody showed him the Jalen Rose? Somebody's had to show him the Jalen Rose. This is a jokey joke.
Yeah.
Or do you think he won't find that funny?
Or they watch it in the locker room.
Do you think like somebody at practice yesterday at practice tomorrow, they'll put up on the whiteboard, they'll put the Jalen Rose picture?
Nah, too much.
Too much? Don't mess with him. Can you give me one more? Can I hear him one more time, Vlad? Just to hear the just crushed soul that he has after that happened. If you guys missed it yesterday, Heat, Pistons, Heat had the lead. Pistons tied it with 1.8 left. He got spoed basically by JB Bickerstaff and then forgot that he ran out of timeout. So instead of going to double overtime, Pistons got to go to the free throw line, hit some free throws, and that puppy was over. Here was Eric Spoelstra.
Yeah, I mean, they only had 1.8 seconds. You know, we felt like, you know, thought Cade might be in the field. He wasn't in the field. And, they, you know, JB just drew up a great play. We didn't have the backside protected. That was just a really well executed play, and then I just made a serious mental error, there at the end. That's on my, that's on me. I feel horrible about it. There's really no excuse for that. I'm 17 years in. We had talked about it in the huddle. I knew that we didn't have anything. I just got emotional and reactive on that, and I just made a horrendous mistake there at the end. It's a shame, because we really fought back. We had some great defensive possessions, hustle possessions, those 50-50 balls, and then Tyler was just sensational. You don't want it to come down to a mental error like that. You just would have liked to have seen this go double overtime. That's the kind of game it felt like. It deserved to go double OT and not have somebody get in the way of that. And unfortunately, even as a veteran coach, I got in the way of that.
I want to say something. It's funny that Shmeethan and I both said the same thing. Like, I wanted to say that, and he just put that in the chat. You know how bad and messed up Spoelstra was?
Yeah.
He didn't know the difference between a court and a field. They don't play on a field. They play on a court. That's how discombobulated he was.
Field of play.
Huh? What?
I think it's still referred to that. I mean, they're called field goals.
It's called court. You don't play on a field in the NBA. You play on a court.
I think he does.
Hardwood. Pause.
He does.
Court.
Technicalities here.
He does.
A field.
You're quibbling over this.
You don't play basketball on grass. You might be on grass. You might be high, but you don't play on grass. You're not dribbling on grass.
I wish that it was high. I'd have a better explanation for what happened last night.
Wow, maybe Spo was high, you think? You might have hit the
McDaniel. Might have been high as a kite yogi. I don't know.
You might have hit the McDaniel vape and then
I don't
forgot.
Understand what happened. This is a man who doesn't make that kind of mistake. He's made, you could question moves within the scheme. We could talk about lines. He's not a coach that I think is without flaw, but he's regarded by his peers as the best.
No,
everybody says it.
This would be like Andy Reid or Bill Belichick calling a timeout with no timeouts.
Yeah, it just is like.
Yeah, but it's not. The difference is that's not a.
You just get a penalty. It's like 15 yards or something like that.
Right.
This costs you a point in possession.
But it was also just like the emotion of it, like he gets upset. We definitely see Eric Spoelstra get upset, but it's typically in those key moments where he's able to keep his cool better than anybody. And to see him unravel like that and blow it because he was so emotional, that's what caused him to forget what he says he already knew.
Right. Let's just get over it.
No. No. You can't just say it to me and that just makes it happen. You're just like, let's just get over it. Like, this isn't like an argument with Big Spoon. You don't just get to tap out and be like, I'm done with it.
Yeah, that's a hard one. You're not going to sleep after that loss.
Nah, no way, dude. No way. He's probably calling up Chris Quinn in the middle of the night. Chris Quinn's trying to sleep. And he's like, are you sleeping, Chris? He goes, I thought you were ready.
Well, I needed a timeout. That's what if I was Chris Quinn, I would be like, I needed a timeout.
I don't think he's going to say that to his boss. I don't think he's going to say that to him.
Why not?
I just think it's a bad
move. What if he really did need a timeout?
It's like, coach, we've gone over the film. He goes, we need to go over it again.
What, at the fact that you're not supposed to call a timeout when you have no timeout? How you want to break this down? Like, do this?
If Chris Quinn wants to get off the phone, he just goes, you should have played Kalel. He goes, you would say that.
You know what?
You would say that.
Yeah, you know what? His brain was going crazy. Like, it must have been like F1 race. He didn't know if he wanted to put Ware in. He saw Cade knock
it was a crazy game. I mean, it had a lot of back and forth. There were guys getting their faces busted, their heads busted. I could see losing track if, like he said, he hadn't been doing it for nearly two decades. Just wild. What the hell happened?
I don't know. He that was definitely like a brain freeze, just everything. I don't know if I wanted to put him in. I don't know if I wanted to put him in. Told Terry not to.
Like, I can see that happening to McDaniel. But guys like Paul Maurice and Spo, no.
The problem is that the worst case scenario happened.
Yeah.
The guy that you were going to replace ended up into one of their tallest athletic guys. If you thought that was going to happen, that's why you put Kalel in. Figure it out with tall people.
Maybe Spo needed Scooby last night, just to, you know.
Oh, he needs a comfort animal after that, for sure. Animal. He needs a cuddle.
He's a great cuddler.
You think Spo's going to have one of those emotional support pets
after
this?
After last night? Yeah, he did. He did. Oh, yeah.
He's going to have something like a giraffe.
And by the way, you know Tyler could talk trash to him for like the next couple of weeks because he ruined one of Tyler's greatest games.
He did ruin one of Tyler's games. He did. I mean, Tyler's been having an incredible season. And, you know, now a game that's one of his all-time best. Up in smoke.
Didn't even win.
He could have dropped 50 if he didn't call the timeout.
Could have gone to double OT. Who knows where that goes? It's unfortunate. It's an unfortunate thing. I feel bad for him. But also,
why are you bringing it up?
Well, because mostly I feel bad for me. I feel bad about my emotions in this. That's what I feel bad for.
Oh my goodness.
All right.
Will you be sleeping today?
Maybe. I'm not gonna lie, JFig. I had trouble with it last night.
Really? It's like had you tossing and turning?
Oh yeah. She doesn't care.
Okay.
She's like, what? Iguana? Thanks.
I have one question about the rule. So if the ball wasn't inbounded and they call a timeout, or it's because
it's just called.
It's just and the other team gets possession as well.
It goes back to the thing. Like if he would have done it like David Blatt, like less demonstrative, probably a ref would have let it go. But because he was so enraged and walked out onto the court and did it, no, they're gonna call that. He
even had chairs in his hand.
Oh, yeah, chairs. Dude.
He was bringing chairs for everybody to sit.
Meeting, dry up. It just washes over him. All right, that's our show for today, everybody. We will talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Would you get poked in the eye with a bat?
I don't know, dude. That's what they said. I don't know how it happened.
Hold on. I could poke you.
What?
I could poke you in your eye.
Hey,
with all the force I have in a finger. And I would take an eye out before I gave you a concussion.